It's setting the bar time, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so you ever think to yourself that maybe you could do a better job than the person standing behind the counter?
I mean, we've had those moments, haven't we?
Right. Well, this group of friends in Nashville got a chance to put that to the test when they went to check into their hotel room. So if you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep on the job, making guests do your job, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So get this. They go to check into their hotel room. Notice there's no employees on the premise.
At all?
To check them in.
No one's there at all.
No one is there at all. They did everything from answer phone calls, check in other guests, even help serve breakfast.
Oh, my gosh.
She went back there, tried to see what she could do. And then around that time, customers started calling more. Like, the phones were ringing off the hook, so Noreen here. Like, a chap was answering them.
And we're like, oh, we're so sorry, you know, this is happening to everyone. And then the blue-collar boys started coming down for breakfast, and it was, breakfast is supposed to be served at 6. And it was 6:13, and there was nothing. And so I found the keys and opened the kitchen.
Get
and
out.
We got the breakfast served. We're both Serve Safe certified. Then everyone kind of got on the same page, and we just held it down.
Yeah, I mean, they legit...
just out.
They found themselves in a situation where they're like, well, where is everyone?
That's insane.
And then phones started ringing, then customers started coming down. They're like, well, I guess we should do something. So they did.
Oh,
I guess there was another like manager from another hotel that came over to kind of bail them out. I guess there were a couple employees that went and took a rest because it was overnight and there was nothing happening. And,
well. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, someone's fired. Oh, so there were people there. They just went for a nap.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, wouldn't a manager, somebody, like, have to come in when everybody else calls in? Well, just to say, hey, we don't have enough people to work here. Sorry.
Yeah, well, they wound up, you know, getting in touch with a GM over from another store. I mean, they did some digging and research. They got in touch with the manager of that hotel.
Oh,
that
wow.
Manager was out of the state, and he got in contact with another, like, local manager. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a crazy debacle that wound up. They wound up getting their room for free and everything. Yeah.
They should get a lifetime rooms for free because they were like employees of the month.
Right, right.
So that's insane.
So again, you know, sometimes you think, well, maybe I could do better than you. And
turns out you can.
Turns out maybe you could.
They did that for hours. I mean, kudos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kudos.
Yeah, I mean, when people are coming down wanting their breakfast, they're like, well, where's breakfast? They're like, well, I think we know how to get into the kitchen. So they did. They figured
also,
it all out.
Kudos to them for realizing we got to document this on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
Seized the moment in every way.
It got a lot of attention on TikTok there. So
wow, in Nashville.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Like, I kind of expected something like that to happen in some off the road, you know, off the exit in the middle of nowhere kind of a place. But not at a major hotel chain in Nashville. Wow.
Yeah, it happened there. All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.